U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh hears his first arguments as a Supreme Court this Tuesday after being sworn in again last night in a White House ceremony. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump, before Brett Kavanaugh took the ceremonial oath of office, apologized to him and his family for the bitter personal confirmation battle.
What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process.
Last Saturday's narrow Senate confirmation vote ended a political fight that included allegations of sexual impropriety leveled against Kavanaugh from when he was in high school and college. After taking the oath, he said,
"That process is over. My focus now is to be the best justice I can be."
Even though Kavanaugh is on the court, both parties see his confirmation battle as a major campaign issue in the coming midterm elections. Tim McGuire, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called on Saudi Arabia to support a thorough, transparent investigation into the disappearance of a Saudi journalist who has not been seen since entering the country's consulate in Istanbul last week. A Saudi source of the consulate denies that Shamal Khashoggi was killed, but Turkish police are quoted as saying that 15 Saudi nationals arrived aboard two planes and entered the consulate at the same time. The case has also alarmed Lynn Malouf of the rights group Amnesty International.
If the reports are confirmed that he was indeed killed, and we are waiting for the results of the investigation conducted by the Turkish public prosecutor, then this would be taking yet to another level the continuing crackdown on any form of dissent that's been going on in Saudi Arabia over the past year.
The Saudi crown prince has told Bloomberg News Riyadh that he's ready to welcome the Turkish government to search the consulate, insisting there's nothing to hide. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told his Chinese counterpart Monday the United States has grave concerns about China's actions on several fronts, including human rights in the South China Sea. Both men use unusually blunt language for such a diplomatic setting. Wang Yi accused the U.S. of escalating trade tensions with China and said Washington was dealing with Taiwan in a way that harms China's core interest. Authorities in northern Ukraine have evacuated 12,000 people approximately after fire and series of explosions at a military arms depot. Ukraine's defense ministry said the first reports of explosions at the depot near about 170 kilometers northeast of Kiev came early in the morning, and that hours later explosions were still happening. A suicide blast in southern Afghanistan has killed a parliamentary candidate along with nine supporters. This is a day after the Taliban insurgent group announced it would disrupt the upcoming national elections with violent attacks. Officials say the bomber targeted a campaign office in the southern Helmand province. Witnesses expect the number of casualties to rise because they said the campaign office was crowded at the time of the attack. There's a new effort to ease relations between North and South Korean leaders. As VOA's Steve Miller reports from Seoul, it involves clearing mines at a key battle site in preparation for north-south excavation efforts inside the joint security area within the demilitarized zone.
The 120-member South Korean team is removing landmines on the Arrowhead Ridge, or Hill 281, located in Chorwon, some 90 kilometers northeast of Seoul. A South Korean army commander told reporters that the location where they're working wasn't a minefield where troops buried mines on purpose, but because it was a battlefield during the Korean War, they expected to find several buried mines or unexploded bombs that had not been recorded. During the war, Arrowhead Ridge was the site of three key battles against enemy forces. It's assumed the hill also contains the remains of more than 200 South Korean troops and several more from the United Nations command forces.
VOA Steve Miller. Through October 2019, both Koreas will work to retrieve war remains as part of an effort agreed to during the third inter-Korean summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Forecasters say Hurricane Michael will strengthen into a major hurricane by late Tuesday as it continues on a dangerous path towards the southeastern United States. The National Hurricane Center says Michael is located about 730 kilometers south of the popular resort town of Panama City. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.